You know, when you're watching the waves build and you just know it's going to be a big one, we're not just trying to dip our toes in the market here. We want to ride those waves. And today we're taking a deep dive into a system for finding those potentially explosive stocks, the trend template.
Yeah, think of it as your playbook for picking stocks. Helps you zero in on the companies that are most likely to really take off.
Right, I'm already interested. So no more gut feelings. This is about being strategic, right? Finding those data points that say, hey, this stock, this one's got potential.
You got it. The trend template cuts through all the noise in the market so you can focus on those stocks that have a track record of growth and, you know, that potential to keep climbing.
All right, I am ready to unlock this strategy. What's the first play?
Okay, so imagine for a second you're trying to figure out which way a flock of birds is going to fly. Seems impossible. But then you see it, that trend, that general direction they're all headed. That's what we're doing with stocks.
Instead of focusing on each bird, we're looking at the whole flock, the market trend. I like it. How do we see which way they're flying in the stock market, though?
That is where the trend template comes in. It's got these rules, like signals, that help us figure out those trends. And the first two, all about making sure that stock is already moving up.
Okay, sounds like a good place to start. Hit me with rule number one.
Rule number one, we want that stock price cruising above its 150-day and 200-day moving averages, both of them.
So if it's above both of those averages, it's performing well.
Think of those moving averages like a report card. They show us how the stock's doing over different time periods, short term, midterm, long term, the whole picture.
Okay, so consistently above those averages, it's like getting straight A's. We like to see it.
You got it. Means it's doing better than the market over those time frames, consistently. But it's not enough to just be good. It's got to be moving up too. Which brings us to rule number two. We want that 150-day average above the 200-day. This tells us the trend is not only strong, but it's gaining momentum too.
So not just moving up, it's picking up speed as it goes. Like those birds catching a tailwind, makes sense. Before we move on, can you tell me more about those moving averages? Why are they so important, looking at those different time frames?
That's a great question. So you've got investors with different goals, right? Some are in it for the long game. Others want to see gains fast. By looking at the moving averages over different periods, we see how the stock performs for everybody and how attractive it is to different investors.
So it's like checking in with the marathon runners and the sprinters of the stock market at the same time? Gotcha.
You got it. And this is really important when the market's jumping all over the place because it helps us see which stocks are growing for real and which ones are just, you know, hype.
So we're making sure these stocks aren't just keeping up, they're setting the pace, right? Outperforming for the long haul, finding those birds that are leading the whole flock.
Exactly. But, you know, even those strong birds need the right conditions to really soar. That's where those other rules in the trend template come in. Got to make sure the uptrend is strong and it's going to last.
Okay, so no flukes allowed. What's next on the list?
Rule number three, we're looking at the long game now. We want to see that 200-day moving average. Remember that report card? We want it trending up at least a month, longer if possible. Got to make sure this isn't a recent thing.
So we're not talking about a bird caught in an updraft. We want to see a steady climb over time.
Exactly. Consistent, sustained, that's the name of the game. And to make sure it's for real, rule four brings in the 50-day moving average. We want to see that one above the 150 and the 200-day.
Okay, so now we're adding in the short-term performance, making sure the stock is firing on all cylinders no matter how you slice it.
That's it. Short-term, mid-term, long-term, all pointing up, nice and neat. And just to be extra sure about that short-term strength, rule number five says the stock price right now should be above that 50-day moving average too.
So we've got the long game, the steady climb, and we're making sure it hasn't taken a break recently. Still got that momentum.
Yep, looking for consistency across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But even in a flock flying the same way, some birds are stronger flyers than others, right?
Right. How do we find those high flyers then? What's the next piece of the trend template that helps us do that?
That's where the relative strength ranking comes into play. You'll see it as RS ranking sometimes.
All right, break that down for me. What's so important about this RS ranking? So we're not just looking for any bird flying in the right direction. We want the one with the strongest wings, the one that's leaving all the others in the dust.
You got it. Think of it like this. Every stock gets an RS ranking, right? From 0 to 100. High ranking means this stock isn't just part of the rally, it's leading the charge.
Okay, so a high RS ranking means this stock is a leader. What are we talking, what kind of number are we looking for?
We want to see that number at 70 or higher, at least. Means it's beating 70% of the other stocks out there. That's a strong stock.
Okay, so we've got the direction, the momentum, and now we're finding the strongest players. But even the fastest birds, they got to gain altitude to get somewhere new, right? What else does this trend template tell us about a stock's potential to climb higher?
Now that's a great point. That brings us to rule number 6. We want to see a stock that's up at least 30% from its 52-week low.
So it's not just about where it's at now, but how far it's come, right? We don't just want a bird that's high up. We want the one that started low and already climbed its way up there. Shows what it's capable of.
Exactly. That big climb from the 52-week low. That shows you this stock, it's resilient. Investors believe in it. And it could still go way up from here.
It's like watching someone climb a mountain. If they're already halfway up, you know they've got the strength and the willpower to keep going.
And that brings us to the final rule, rule number 7. This one's all about how close the stock is to its 52-week high. Ideally, we want it to be within 25% of that peak.
So we're looking at that summit, seeing if this climber can keep going, maybe even hit a new record.
That's it. Close to the 52-week high means this stock could still have a lot of room to run, maybe even set new all-time highs.
I'm telling you, this trend template, it's like a treasure map for finding amazing opportunities in the stock market.
Absolutely. It is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
But just remember, no strategy is perfect, right?
Yeah.
You always want to do your own research and be smart about managing your risk. But if you understand these 7 rules, you're well on your way to finding stocks with a solid track record of growth, stocks with the potential to just keep climbing.
So instead of just watching those waves go by, we're learning how to surf them, how to really take advantage of those exciting market trends.
Exactly.
This has been great. Thanks for breaking down the trend template for
us. My pleasure.
And for everyone listening, there you have it. Get out those stock charts, study those trends, and start putting this trend template to work for you. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to the stock market. Until next time, happy investing.